Oh man, so if this bombs, it's gonna be all that's like, I see your strategy, man. Like,
Smart,
put
right?
all the blame on Serena if this is a failure.
If you don't like the name, we know who to
We
blame.
know exactly who to blame.
And Serena's address is 376 7th Street, Lake Tahoe.
Oh yeah. Yep. There you go.
Would it be really fun is if we all start introducing the podcast at the same time, but like, however, we would just do it on our own. Do you know what I mean?
Hi, you're listening to the Eyes on Conservation podcast. We have here today Matt Podolsky, Gregory Haddock, and me,
environment stuff.
Environment
conservation. You guys are way better
stuff. Matt just like freezes up. He's all,
yeah.
Like, oh my god, two voices talking in my ear at the same time.
It's too much.
Well, okay, so let's jump into it. Here we actually are. This is, yes, the soon-to-be-renamed Eyes on Conservation podcast. As I was saying, if you heard me through all the chatter with Matt Podolsky and Serena Simons for what's a pretty big announcement, I think. I think we all think. You think? We think? It thinks.
Yeah, I think it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah. I think admittedly, we have to say that Matt and I started to record this mini-sode, and then it was like, what are we doing? Like, Serena has to have a seat at this table. You're the brainchild for this. This is your baby. So, passing it off, Serena, we'd like you to please inform the audience of the new name for this podcast.
All right. Without further ado. The new name of our podcast is The Earth to Humans Podcast. I don't know. How are we? Wait. Are we doing it like The Earth to Humans Podcast? Or are we doing it, you're listening to Earth to Humans? Or how did...
I feel like it's Earth to Humans.
Okay.
Or is it like a question at the end? Earth to Humans? It's not a question. I'm just joking.
You're listening to Earth to Humans?
Yeah. That's it. That's the name. That's
okay. I could try that again. I'm so sorry.
Or we just have to like declare
it. I feel like
we're
just
you know?
Keeping
it's
all
of
this in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's like because you know, like I feel like you could do both, right? But I don't know. At the beginning of each show, I feel like we just want like the voice of God to just declare like
oh,
Earth
good.
To Humans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Serena, give it in your best like ominous omnipresent God voice.
Oh my God. Wait, is everyone going to do this as well?
No, just you.
Oh, fuck, dude. Okay, God. Wait, do you want me to start that whole thing over?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Pretend like the clouds are parting and okay. Then boom.
Okay. So, the new name of our podcast is Earth to Humans.
I was expecting something more booming, but maybe that's just
oh,
like...
sorry. Earth to Humans. I don't sorry.
That's also probably just like my vision of like God as a man, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck me. That's right.
What if we all said the name together?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Earth to humans. That was pretty awesome. It's way easier to do that with the new name than the old name.
Like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Very nice.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, okay, so Serena, we've thrown around names for a long time. We went down a lot of dead ends. We had like a lot of stuff that was very promising, but just didn't kind of quite encapsulate what we wanted to say with the title in the way that we're really trying to be very, very intentional about the direction that we're heading as a podcast and what tomorrow means for the podcast. And this was your idea. So like, what does that mean to you and why Earth to Humans?
Well, I felt like Earth to Humans was kind of a play a little bit on like a sci-fi element, But also like a conversation between Earth and humans, you know, and that's sort of what we're all about, is connecting those two things, those two ideas and those two concepts. So, it felt like this like omnipresent thing calling attention to all of us, and we need to listen. Like, it's like, hey, listen up, Earth to humans. Like, we have some interesting, important things to share and talk about. That's kind of what I was thinking. I don't know. What do you guys think about the, like, how did you interpret the name?
Matt?
I think what you just said is perfect. It's like the perfect interpretation. I think that's what, like, I don't know, Greg, last time we talked, I feel like we were trying to like grasp that, like the meaning behind the words, and Serena, you just encapsulated it perfectly.
Yeah, I think so too. Cause I think for a while there, we were trying to be really specific about the language and, you know, trying to take like, kind of an academic spin on it and really be like focused on the words that we were using, and it was almost too specific or too like, I don't know.
I feel like this keeps it still accessible to people.
Yeah.
Without it being too jargony.
It's very accessible. And I think what we wanted to do the whole time was have a name that slapped people in the face. And I feel like this does it.
Yeah. Thanks. That's cool. Yeah. I'm glad everyone liked it. It was kind of a joke, not a joke, but like, I was just throwing some titles out, and then that's what we're all doing. Yeah. Our email chain is really funny, all of our title ideas. I like looking back on them. They're funny.
It's like when you're trying to pick a band name, like every band name that you would have picked beforehand was just the worst. And then, until hindsight.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the other titles were the worst at all. I feel like they could be great episode titles, or, you know, I feel like those titles were great. And I think we really struggled with how do we be more inclusive to other kinds of stories in our title, because Eyes on Conservation felt a little dated to us because of the content that we want to continue building in the future. And so we wanted something that would encapsulate our, you know, our new focus a little bit better. And, you know, we had like intersectional in some of the titles. We had, I can't even remember what all of them were, but I mean, there were some wild ideas going on, but we've really been putting a lot of effort and energy into rebranding this podcast. And I'm really happy with the way that we've landed on it.
Yeah. I think that's really well said. I think if you hear the name Earth to Humans, it tells you everything you need to know about what we're doing.
Yeah, hopefully. And you know, it might be some surprises too. Like, I feel like it leaves enough to be desired that we can really play with this a lot. So I'm excited to see where we go with this. I am.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for the name. I think on behalf of at least everybody with, you know, connection to the podcast, I think it's a huge step in the right direction. And
yeah, I think so too. It's going to be hard not to do our original intro though, because that's like ingrained in our brains, you know, like welcome to the Eyes on Conservation podcast.
Yeah, but it's still going to happen for sure.
It's still going to happen. Yeah, we're going to. But we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Especially Matt. It's going to be so hard for Matt. Man, this guy has been doing this podcast forever.
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, Matt, do you feel like a sense of loss for, I mean, you started this podcast over 6 years ago.
Well, you know, the way that the original name came about is kind of funny. I mean, it was a similar process to the process that we went through to come up with the new name, where it was just a bunch of people brainstorming and throwing different name ideas, you know, onto a document or whatever and sharing it around. But we were actually trying to come up with a title not just for the podcast, but we were actually trying to come up with a title for this like documentary web series that we were like working on putting together at that time. And then the podcast came as an afterthought, right? Where basically, like, we were producing these short, you know, like 5-minute sort of web videos, you know, mainly for like other nonprofit clients, other conservation organizations. And I was, you know, as you do when you're doing that kind of work, right? It's like you shoot, like, you know, you conduct like a 45-minute or hour-long interview with somebody, and then you use 2 minutes of it in this 5-minute video. And that was the original, like, that was where the podcast began, was me just being like, hey, this hour-long interview is pretty interesting. Like, why not just release it as is? And maybe some people will be interested in it. So I just took the title from our, you know, video series and, you know, put the word podcast after it to make Eyes on Conservation Podcast. And that's why it's like Eyes on Conservation. I mean, a lot of people have had the made the comment of like, shouldn't it be Ears on Conservation if it's a podcast? So I felt like the name, that like, what, you know, and then our sort of video series kind of fizzled out, you know, and Eyes on Conservation just became the podcast, and it never really made sense from my perspective. But I also, I mean, that, but I don't know. I mean, there's the fact that it didn't really make sense because we're talking, you know, we're using this language about like a visual medium when it's an audio medium that we're working with. But I also wanted to like get away from using the word conservation or environment in the title. I think that was a big part of it, because we wanted to like break away from all of these like stereotypes and all of this like cultural baggage that's associated with that terminology, I think.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. That's a great point. I feel like we've decolonized the podcast a little bit.
Right. And that, I mean, that was one of our, like, those were some of the names that we had on that list, right? We had like a bunch of kind of like decolonizing environmentalism, I think.
That was like right below like Apocalypse Now type of names.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
so
been,
yeah, that's
that would have been
totally
a sour turn.
I mean, that's one of our goals. And I mean, let's be honest, like that's like I don't think we have successfully decolonized this podcast, right? I mean, I think that's a process that we're going through. And hopefully we've taken a big step in the right direction by going through this process, but
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think it'd be a really big mistake to think like, okay, cool, we did it. Now we could just continue doing the same stuff that we did. And for listeners out there, you should really know that that is not what we want to do. Like, this is supposed to be a learning process. And if it's about decolonizing conservation and environmentalism, which is really, really important to do as we reflect and grow as a society and as a culture and as a world and dealing with major issues like climate change, that's going to be a process, and we're all in it together, Earth to humans.
Totally. And I think that's a good sort of moment for me to bring up this comment that we got from a listener. So this comment was in response to the first like mini episode, Greg, that you and I did, where we sort of introduced our listeners to the idea that we were searching for a new name and we were planning to rebrand the show. And in that conversation that you and I had, Greg, I said something along the lines of that I wanted to blow the lid off, or something like that, the white supremacist underbelly of the conservation movement. And the comment is, I'm going to paraphrase here, you got to understand that the lineage of thinkers that put all that white supremacy in there knew exactly what they were doing, and Indigenous and Black people knew all along that it was that way, and have been blowing that whistle the whole time in so many ways that white people are socialized to ignore and deny. So what is it that you want to blow the lid off of exactly? Because technically there's never been a lid on it, and you are in no way the first to know and speak about what's actually in the pot.
That's a really good comment. That's a really, really good comment.
Yeah,
totally. And I think that's something that we've been struggling with as a podcast and trying to diversify our producers and diversifying our audience. And this reckoning that's happening with the current movement is like white people are just discovering a lot of the issues that BIPOCs have been talking about for hundreds of years, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I think that is a good comment. I think blowing the lid off of it, Matt, I think what you were trying to say was you're ready to, and you recognize the need for that to happen. Like, I don't think just because we've been sounding the alarm that we have blown the lid off. I don't think that's happened yet. I think we're still continuing to try to do that. And so now that we have, you know, white allyship behind us, and hopefully we're going to make, you know, more productive strides as a collective, because I still think that lid needs, like, it still needs to happen. Yeah. And I agree that those systems were designed that way. And they weren't designed in the favor of Black and Indigenous people and other people of color. So what do we do about it now? And I feel like what we're doing now is proactively in that direction of actively and proactively trying to make significant change.
Right, totally. But there also needs to be, I mean, the thing that, like, the mistake that I made is, like, not acknowledging that Black and Indigenous people have been working to address this for hundreds of years, as you say, right? Like, you know, I think it's easy for me to, like, get worked up about this stuff, right? And to, like, see the lack of recognition, like, in mainstream society of the importance of these issues, and to generalize in the way that I did, you know, in that first little mini episode. But, like, we can't do that without acknowledging that Black and Indigenous people have been there for a long time, and that, like, the things we're saying and doing are not anything new.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a mistake to kind of have this attitude like, okay, I get it. I think as a white person, as a white male, to say, you know, okay, I get it. Let's get out there and let's fix it. Right. And it's like, people have been working at this for a really long time, and a lot of people have come before us. You know, primarily people of color for a very long time, but also other white people who have also tried to do what they can to help kind of pave that way. I think it's a mistake to come in and think that we're going to be the hero of any sort. And I think it's a really human reaction to say, like, I can be that person. And you don't. You take a back seat. You take a side seat in this situation and say, what can I do? How can I lend my assistance to this fight that's been going on way before I realized it was?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And so, I mean, part of the reason that I wanted to read that comment is because I felt like it was kind of, a big part of that is because I want to encourage our listeners to call us out, you know. It's like, the feedback that we want isn't just, like, positive feedback. Like, we don't just want people telling us, like, that they like the show and it's so great. Like, you know, when we make mistakes, like, we want our listeners to call us out. Like, we're trying to build community here. So, you know, the more of that type of feedback that we get, you know, the better the show will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And community is that big part of it. It's, you know, whether you want to call us out or whether you want to support us or say comments of praise or whatever we've done right. This show is only as good as the relationships that we establish with people, with listeners and with the producers. You know, we've got a ton of different producers who are coming in now to try to make stuff and create content in a way that's really spreading, I guess, the attention, the voice, the equity around in a real ways. And that part of that puzzle is engagement with the audience. And so if you're listening to this, like, we absolutely want to hear from you all the time, and we want you to engage with us and in this journey.
Earth to humans.
Earth to humans.
That was good. Earth to humans.
Yeah, I like that. I will say, I feel like this the way that we've gone about rebranding and selecting a new name, I feel has brought all of the producers together again and really forced us to reckon with what we're doing, you know, and analyze why we're doing what we're doing, you know? And so in figuring out our new name, we've had to kind of reckon with that. Like, what is it? Like, what are we trying to say? What do we mean when we say it? And how do we come up with a name that encapsulates all of that? And so I think that's been great for me, is just a nice reminder of like why I make podcasts and, you know, why I tell the kinds of stories that I want to tell. And I thought that was a cool thing that came out of this, is just a nice reminder and a reinvigoration through all the craziness that's going on right now in the world. But that was really nice to just reconnect with our Wildlands Collective folks and come together on this.
Definitely. That's nice to hear. Yeah.
We very quickly coalesced around that name, I think, as a group.
It didn't take long.
It was definitely unanimous.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a unanimous decision.
Mm-hmm.
Earth to Humans voicemail number is 208-917-3786.
You kind of sound
leave
like
us a voicemail.
You kind of sound like you don't really want people to call. They can also email.
No, I do. I do want you to call. I mean, like I said before, I mean, we want that feedback. It doesn't have to be positive. It can be, you know, whatever you want it to be. But we definitely want to hear from you. Any thoughts? Like, is the new name, do you like it? Do you not like it?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just feel like Matt should be a little bit more excited when he tells people to call the voicemail. Really bothered me on the last episode. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hi, this voicemail is a response to Matt. I didn't know, feel that enthusiasm. And, you know, I miss that from you, Matt. I do.
Oh, gosh. Bye. 208-917-3786. Earth to Humans. Leave us a voicemail.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's better.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
And of course, you can always email us info@wildlandsinc.org. Serena Simons, Matthew Podolsky, thank you so much for recording this minisode.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you to Serena for the shiny, brand new, beautiful name.
Oh, man. So if this bombs, it's going to be all... That's like, I see your strategy, man.
Smart,
like, put
right?
all the blame on Serena if this is a failure.
If you don't like the name, we know who to blame.
We know exactly who to blame.
And Serena's address is 376 7th Street, Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There you go.